Welcome to Portland Center for Spiritual Living. I'm Reverend Bridget McCann. My pronouns are she and her. I am the Senior Minister and Spiritual Director here at the Center, and I am so happy to see all of you. And welcome to those who join us in our virtual community space as well. You are a part of us. You belong to the universe in which you live. You are one with the creative genius back of this vast array of ceaseless motion, this original flow of life. You are as much a part of it as the sun, the earth, and the air. There is something in you telling you this, like a voice echoing from some mountaintop of inward vision, like a light whose origin no person has seen, like an impulse welling up from an invisible source. Our founder, Ernest Holmes, wrote this in his great classic, This Thing Called You. He is reminding us that we belong to the universe, each and every one of us, as much as the sun, the earth, and the air. And yet we are experiencing in this country and perhaps other parts of the world a crisis of loneliness. Despite all the technology that people tell us will help us connect and build community, it's gotten so pervasive that Jeffrey Cohen, a professor of psychology at Stanford, calls it a crisis of belonging. He tells us that one in five Americans actually experiences chronic loneliness. Loneliness that is so deep and pervasive that it comes with real health risk. He also tells us, or reminds us, and many of us know this firsthand in our families, that more and more young people are experiencing anxiety and mental health challenges, to the point where half of all college students today experience some type of anxiety. Add to this the fact that every single day, our neighbors who are immigrants and refugees are being told, you do not belong. Add to this the fact that so many people who are incarcerated around the world feel forgotten, that they're not respected, not valued. Add to this the number of people without permanent shelter, who have no place to call home because every few days they're getting told to move along, you don't belong here. So many of us have this feeling that we don't belong. And research tells us that when people feel like they don't belong, they're more susceptible to being recruited into hate groups, conspiratorial thinking, and extremist behavior. Those groups give them a sense of belonging. A sense of belonging, needing to know that we belong and feel it, is absolutely essential for our well-being. It's so critical to our well-being that knowing you belong brings more happiness than money, committed relationships, and even our children. Which is why it's critical for us to remember the truth that you belong. You belong because God brought you forth, life brought you forth, and it would not do so just to turn around and say, oh, but you don't belong here. Saying you don't belong is like saying God doesn't belong. It's like saying the sun and the earth and the air don't belong. every single person everywhere belongs. Every person who is incarcerated anywhere in the world. Every person experiencing a mental health challenge. Every child who is aged out of the foster care system. Every person who doesn't have a biological family. Every person who is differently abled, neurodivergent. All people who feel isolated because they're somehow a little bit different than others. You belong. You belong to everyone who has ever loved you. You belong to everyone that you have ever loved. You belong to your ancestors. You belong to every group with which you feel cultural identification. You belong to our one human family. You belong to God, and you belong to yourself. We know this. Our souls know that we belong, which is why it hurts when we feel like we don't belong. So what is belonging? It's not property. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about belonging in the sense of feeling connected to and accepted into something bigger than ourselves. I'm talking about that place that gives you a sense of security, inclusion, and identity. It's knowing that you're accepted and respected and honored, seen and heard, allowed to be just as the one made you to be. It's where you know you're safe. It's that place in those people that when you've been gone a while, you can always come back and you are welcomed. Belonging is not fitting in, conforming in order to be accepted. Belonging is not being approved of by others. And belonging knows that oneness is not sameness. Bell Hooks wrote, "What matters is that should difference enter the world of beloved community, it can find a place of welcome, a place to belong." And this belonging, it's important to know this for ourselves, which is why Reverend Raymond Anderson wrote in this month's Science of Mind magazine and the Daily Guides, "Fitting in is an attempt to belong, but we must first belong to ourselves. The creation of the beloved community happens when the sense of belonging we accept for ourselves is shared and spread to such a degree that others begin to feel for themselves the love of belonging to themselves." When we respect and honor ourselves as we are, when we belong to ourselves, not only do we create that for ourselves, but we create that beloved community for others as well. Life itself knows you belong. It knows you belong everywhere. And this is not the lived experience for everybody everywhere. Life, God, universal principle knows that we all belong everywhere. But it is not the lived experience for some. And until it is a lived reality for all of us, we get to choose where to be. We belong everywhere. We get to choose where to be. We get to find those places that see us and hear us just as we are, that respect us and honor us and value us just as we are. those places that know that the one divine life brought us forth to be a unique expression of it, that each and every one of us is part and particle of it, and therefore we belong everywhere. And until everybody knows this, we get to choose where to be, where it is recognized and valued. When you feel like you don't belong, know that it has nothing to do with you. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing inferior or less than you. There's nothing broken about you. It's not about you. The great poet and teacher Maya Angelou said in response to a question that, or a question about the price she paid for freedom, she said this: "Well, at some point, you only are free when you realize you belong no place. You belong every place. No place at all. The price is high, the reward is great." And I think what Maya Angelou was getting at is that when we know our universal belonging, we can go anywhere and be everywhere. That is freedom. And it's a freedom with the price, because sometimes it means we end up in places where people don't recognize that. But because we know this internally, because we know the truth, that universal principle, when we do show up in those places that don't recognize that, we can say, you know what? I do belong here. And I choose where to be. We have to choose where to be because some people just don't get it. Not yet. We're getting there. More and more people, I do believe this, despite what is going on in our world, I know more and more people get this. And until that day comes, we get to choose where to be, because some people don't get it, right? They don't believe, they don't accept that everybody belongs, so they intentionally create spaces where people don't belong. They might say, you can work for us, you can serve us, but we are not giving you all the rights and privileges of full membership. This is just being allowed to be somewhere, which is not the same as belonging. And then there are others of us who are very well intentioned, and we unwittingly create a sense of not belonging. For instance, for many years, whenever I heard somebody speak with what I thought was a foreign accent, I would say, "Where are you from?" I thought I was being kind. I thought I was being friendly. That was my intention. I wanted to take an interest in their lives. And then I went to a training for attorneys who work with immigrants and refugees, and I learned that when I say, "Where are you from?" they hear, "I don't belong here." So I had to learn to let people share their story when they're ready. It's hard to do because I am interested. I want to hear their stories. But because I want to create belonging, I have to be patient and let them share their story when they're ready. Many of us are called into this work of creating more belonging for more people everywhere. It means we learn about our implicit biases. It means we learn and identify our learned behaviors that create a sense of not belonging, like I had to learn, right? And this is God's work. It's God's work because, really, to whom would God ever say, "You don't belong here," right? Shai Mason wrote, "Belonging reflects God's heart, and I have come to believe that our yearning to belong reflects a God-given desire for intimacy with the one who is love. God's kingdom is a place of belonging. At its core, our earthly need to belong is simply a shadow of a kingdom reality. As above, so below. It is our work to create more of this belonging. This community, what we're doing with this sanctuary, this transformation that we're in the midst of, is part of creating more and more belonging. The Sanctuary Committee took your input from our town hall last December, all that came through you when we did visioning for our sanctuary a few months ago. That committee took all of your input, took it into their hearts, and let come forth this vision statement for our sanctuary. Our community sanctuary invokes a feeling of a place of connection, vibrancy, and belonging. That word belonging reflects the heart, intention, and commitment of this community. And we're getting closer and closer with each and everything that we do. When this project is completed, when this transformation is completed, you will notice something. Not only is everything moved around, but when it's completed, you will notice that there's much less stuff in this space. Because the committee realized that when it comes to creating a sense of belonging, less is more. Just like a mirror needs to be clean and clear to reflect the person looking into it, the committee realized our sanctuary needs to be clean and simple and clear so that every person who walks through those doors or who joins us in our virtual community space can reflect into the space what they need to see and feel. They can see themselves reflected in this space. This is to create a sense of belonging and not just what a few individuals need. You will notice that transformation throughout the summer as we work on this, and it's all meant to create belonging. One of our community members, Stan, sent me a story a few months ago about a young boy named Samuel. He's 11 years old with autism, Tourette syndrome. He goes to a middle school in Oklahoma. And about a year ago, when it came time for his school's talent show, his teacher thought, Samuel can do this. He's brave enough. He can get on that stage in front of his classmates and share his talent, which is Samuel can perfectly mimic the calls of 50 different birds. And it used to be that Samuel would practice his bird calls in the far back of the playground by the fence alone where the other kids couldn't hear him. But at this talent show that his teacher encouraged him to enter. Well, at first he needed mom's permission. Mom was worried for him, like, what are these kids gonna do to my special kid? But mom finally said yes. So Samuel gets up there. Most of the kids aren't paying attention because after all, he has no instrument. He's not dancing, he's not singing. But one by one, he names the birds and then he perfectly imitates them. Until the kids start looking around going, it really sounds like there are live birds in here. By the time Samuel's done, every child in that gymnasium is listening intently to this amazing gift this young boy has. And when he's done, they erupt in applause for young Samuel. Samuel no longer practices his bird songs way in the back of the schoolyard by the fence. No, he is the center of attention on the playground because his friends want to hear him make these bird calls. He's even started teaching some of them how to do it. Samuel and his classmates learned that they belong to each other. You belong to the universe in which you live. You are as much a part of it as the sun, the earth, and the air. There is something in you telling you this. Next time you hear it, listen and believe it. I belong everywhere. I choose where to be. If you can't hear your own voice, hear my voice. You belong. You belong here. You belong everywhere. You get to choose where to be, and it fills my heart with great joy that you have chosen to be here with us. Let's pray. I invite our practitioner prayer partners and ministers to stand and hold and bring in this prayer into their consciousness in support of all peoples everywhere. That one power and presence, that one great love that is the entire creation, that is the seen and the unseen, the known and the unknown, this universe and all other universes, it so loved that it had to create. It had to express itself, to express its love. And to do that, it said, let there be life. Let there be planets and galaxies and stars. Let there be black holes and energy. Let there be birthplace of galaxies. Let there be conscious beings with minds of their own and hearts of their own and souls of their own that know they belong. Let there be beings that know that they are a star's way of knowing stars, so that they may know they belong. I know this for myself. I know this for every person who hears me now or later. I know this for every person who in this moment is feeling lonely, that they don't belong. God brought you forth. You belong. We belong always and forever. This is the truth. This is the law, and I release it knowing it is the truth. And so it is. Thank you.